This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, you are here on the Brekkie Bears this morning, and it is Luke the Wonder Cub here, but I have to say that our Big Bear Mark, unfortunately, is unwell, so he's not with me today. But that's okay, because I have brought in some cub replacements, which I'm very, very excited about. One you would know from our weekly segment, Barely Believable. The wonderful Robbie is here with us.
Wolfgar, morning.
Wolfgar, indeed. Welcome. And also a newbie to the breakfast land, but you would know him if you listen to Critical Hit Saturdays at 3 p.m. The wonderful Archer.
Of course everyone listens to Critical Hit.
Of course they do. But you have to make sure, just in case.
Yes,
in definitely. Case they're not. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good.
It's a good
guys,
morning so far.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's nice and early. And our goal is to make your Monday morning just that little bit more bearable. So we're here for you on your drive to work. Hopefully you're not on the way already. If you are, really apologise for that. That's really awkward. Also today on the show, though, we do have some great things to talk about. Later in the show, we're going to talk about some guilty pleasures, some things that you might like to do in the privacy of your own home, but perhaps not share with everybody else. We're also going to be talking about someone who's brand new to Instagram after a long time, and giving away some pancakes later in the show
pancakes.
As well.
Yay!
Shock! we just tend to give away pancakes every week here on the show, so if you've missed out so far, this is your chance. Finally, today could be the day to get a voucher.
If you haven't, if you listen to the show and you haven't already been to the pancake parlor on us, I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know, right? me and Mark pretty much live there. Like, we just stand there just buying pancakes for people.
Typically, you work for them now.
Yeah,
I think they own you.
I think after a couple of years of doing pancake giveaways, they probably do own me. Probably now unofficially signed some dark contract.
You didn't check the fine print, did you?
No, I didn't check the fine print. I'm getting made into a pancake human centipede later on. some music for you this morning as well. Of course, I'm Luke the Wonder Cub, joined here by two other Wonder Cubs, Robbie and Archer. And taking you through your Monday, how was your weekend, guys?
I had a great weekend.
What did you do on your weekend, Archer? Tell me.
I saw Zootopia twice.
Zootopia. Saw it twice.
Twice.
It came out last week, right?
Yes. Is that because you didn't get it after the first time? You didn't quite get its deeper
meaning?
I loved
it. It was so good.
Well, it was that good that you...
It was so good I had to see it again.
Is that Pixar or is that Disney? Like, what is...
Disney.
It's Disney.
Disney,
okay.
Animation. Disney,
okay.
Disney.
Twice. I have not seen a movie twice.
Really?
Like, at the cinemas in such a long time. Like, I think the last one was probably, like, Lord of the Rings or something. Like, I just don't do that.
Well, this is better than Lord of the Rings.
Better than Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
That should be on the marketing material from now on.
Yeah.
Usher.
They can quote
Zootopia,
me on the movie poster.
Better than Lord of the Rings.
I'm pretty sure that's the one thing they were going up against, too. We've just got to be better than Lord of the Rings.
That's the most relevant.
That's what they were going for.
Most relevant genre. So you saw it twice. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Cool.
Didn't really do anything else. I've been playing video games.
We talking one straight after the other, or...?
No, I saw it Friday night with a number of friends, and then with some other friends on Sunday.
Right.
So they kind of invited you, and you were like, yeah, why not?
The Friday night one was the better one, because it was at, like, 9:30, so there weren't many children in the cinema.
Yes.
The, like, midday one on Sunday, that was a poor choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go to the movies on the weekend for that reason, because I just hate people, like, all of them.
You can't get cheap tickets on Saturday nights, that's the worst part.
Saturday nights, cheap tickets.
We were going to go Saturday night, but you can't get cheap tickets at all.
Yeah. See, I like to go on like a Wednesday, because people don't think about Wednesdays, because Tuesdays are now too popular as well, because it's cheaper.
Yep.
But Wednesdays, like, no one goes, because it's not cheap Tuesday. All the movies come out on Thursday. So if you go on Wednesday, it's like this sweet pocket of, like, no one there.
And if you get your tickets through your service provider, you can get them cheap anyway.
Yeah, so that's fine. Robbie, what did you do on your weekend?
I had a good weekend, too. I saw Doodles.
You saw? Oh, my God.
Well, of course, I was.
You're on the right show.
But the Chargers, the Melbourne Gay Rugby Club, the Chargers annual fundraiser in the flesh.
Yes,
the annual strip show that they have at Circuit every year.
Yes,
front and center. I was for all three shows.
Ooh,
of course,
got the best seat in the house.
Oh. Yeah, I was in the splash zone.
Lucky you didn't take your eye out, I guess.
I don't know if you'd say lucky.
So now, because, yeah, Xavier was on the show last week talking about the event, and he did say that he was going to get down into the buff.
Yes.
Me and Mark were blushing and giggling like schoolgirls. We were like, oh, really? But they're going to Nashville this year.
Sure are.
That's where the big event is.
In about 7 or 8 weeks.
Wow.
On the plane. Yeah.
So, do you know, did they make a lot of money on Saturday night?
They did. They did. Did very well. The place was packed out, completely sold out. At one point, the owner had to come up on stage and say, look, everybody needs to move back into the venue. We need to get more people in.
Oh, wow.
So it was a complete sellout. They sold raffle tickets as well, made a fair bit of money off that. So, absolutely smashing. It's the biggest fundraiser every year.
Awesome. I can't believe that people would spend so much money to go and see rugby players strip on stage.
You
That's
can't
shocking.
Believe
it. No, I can't. I just can't fathom that.
it was a good night together because women were allowed in, of course, and there was a lot of woo girls. I was one of the woo girls.
Woo! As you like, woo! Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Every person, every piece of clothing.
Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was a big screamer on the day.
We should get a...
Hashtag no context.
We should get a screamer for Brekkie Bears.
Yes.
To just sit there in the background and just go, woo! Like, just randomly.
I'll come in a bit earlier every week.
Yeah, yeah. Can you guys do that? That'd be awesome. Just woo! To cheer us on. So if our jokes are really terrible, you're just like, woo!
What about you, Luke? How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't do much, actually, which was awesome. It was kind of my plan to do nothing. Had a large weekend the weekend before, the mum's 70th birthday, so this weekend was very much just chill. And not like the sexy kind of chill, it was just like relaxing. Like not the Netflix and chill, like just like hanging out.
Just literally just laying down on
nothing,
the couch.
Which was awesome. Luke here. Mark is away, but I'm here with Archer and Robbie.
Woo!
Woo girls. I need that all the time.
There's a hotkey.
It's a hotkey that's like, woo! Actually, that should be there. I might look that up while you guys talk. here on the Brekkie Bears this morning, bit of Cyndi Lauper.
Gotta love Cyndi Lauper.
You though?
I do. How can you not?
Apparently my friends love Cyndi Lauper. I got messages about it.
You got messages?
Oh my god, I love this song.
Wow. See, I know I'm probably like a really bad gay, but like for me, that song is like Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
That's the version that I know. I guess that's still kind of in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Powerful, stronger, older woman singer.
Similar, but she's not quite as nutty as Cyndi Lauper. That's what I love about Cyndi Lauper. She's a true nutbag. In the best sense of the word.
Yeah, she quite is, yeah. And I actually quite loved seeing her. I don't know if you guys ever watched The Apprentice.
Yes.
Like seeing her on The Apprentice when she was on there. And you get that kind of insight to how actually crazy she is. But like amazing.
Yeah.
Like this creative, crazy person. But like everybody else on her team just hated her. Like she was just so out there.
Because she's
weird.
So unique. She's such an interesting, you know, strange. She's abrasive, I think, to work with. But she's done amazing things for gay people in America.
Yes.
She's a true crusader.
She's amazing. And she wouldn't do a thing like Madonna on the weekend. Again, rocking up a couple of hours late.
How can she not? Has no one told her what time the show starts yet?
I like that she actually blamed the audience, though.
Oh, really?
Did you see that?
You're all just early.
She did. She was like, you're all just early. You know, come at a later time. Have a shot of tequila and come later, is what she actually said.
Oh, that's so weird.
But the crowd just like, woo! Like, they loved it. Like, they didn't care. Like, they were just so, like, into it.
And then Twitter happened.
You can't
do that these days because of Twitter.
Twitter always happens.
Twitter will rally against you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't believe, like, especially when you're paying upwards of $500 for a ticket.
That's insane.
To then be 2 hours late, 3 hours late. And like one of the shows she was late for, like people couldn't get the trains home because it went so late because of that.
Yeah,
so
they
had to organise their way home, and apparently it was just chaos. And she was like, "Whatever,
conspiracy.
Madonna.
Madonna's working with Uber."
That'd be amazing to get in the car and she's playing. Like, what's going on? Really strange. I just can't believe that someone, anyone, would do that nowadays.
I don't understand how it happens. I mean, it's that late in the day. It's going. What have you got? What are you doing that's stopping you from getting somewhere at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock at night?
Especially, it's in an event. Like, I know I've been to some events where it's been at like a bar or something, and they're like, "Oh, they'll be on stage soon. Just keep getting drinks
keep
and
drinking.
Stuff." And then you know, like hours later go past, but by that point, you've had so many drinks, you kind of don't care. And that's what they do. They plan to kind of have you go to the bar and spend money, the longer you wait, the more you're going to drink and spend money at the bar. So, but an event like Madonna, you're in like this big event center, standing near a stage. You're not going off and buying drinks.
No.
Like, that's not a venue thing. That's not an organizer thing. That has to be a her thing.
I just wouldn't have expected this from Madonna. I would have thought she'd be more respectful for to her fans. Like, I would have expected this from someone like Kanye, not Madonna.
Like Kanye. Maybe Kanye should do Madonna's tour for her. Next
oh my
time.
God, Kanye singing Madonna, that'd be interesting.
he'd probably chart really well. Like, everyone would probably buy that in a second.
I feel like he'd give it a go. So he'd be into it.
I'd try it. I can't stand Kanye, but I'd try that.
Would he do like a virgin or...
Oh, can you imagine that? Kanye singing like a virgin? That's great.
That's or great. Maybe like, yeah, like
Irony
a prayer
overload.
As well. That'd be good. Bucket yeah. prayers in his wheelhouse, surely.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Not sure about this whole thing.
Hopefully music companies listening and taking notes about these great ideas that
Kanye
we're having.
Needs the money.
Trademark Breaky Bears.
trademark us, yes. Pay us money. So we don't get paid much, so at all. coming up after 7 o'clock. So the news is coming up for you shortly. So Anthony Bendel's gearing up to deliver you the big news of the week, of the day. And also later in the show, talking about guilty pleasures, giving away some pancakes, talking about Instagram's newest big user, and another barely believable coming at you later on. Robbie's got something interesting lined up.
Got a good one today.
Woo! As always, woo! We've got some woo girls happening. It is absolutely the best.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au, or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Smarter than your average breakfast radio show. Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
And coming up this hour on the Brekkie Bears, we are going to be talking about, very shortly, guilty pleasures. So things that we do in our spare time that we're not so forthcoming to tell people about. Not too sus. Robbie's looking
what
at
happens
me
behind closed doors? Like, stays behind closed doors.
Robbie's looking at me like I've got a sling installed. No.
What if it doesn't happen behind closed doors?
Well, that's a different party altogether. So we're talking about guilty pleasures, but like PG guilty pleasures very shortly. Also later in the hour, we're going to be talking about Instagram's newest user and what they're posting online. It's very interesting. So that's going to be later
that's
in the hour
debatable.
For you. Well, I'm trying to sell it, guys. Guys, I want to talk about things that often are not discussed. Guilty pleasures. Now, when I say guilty pleasure, I mean, you know, you might be in a situation, it happened to me on the weekend, basically. You'll be talking to someone that you've kind of just met and you're kind of, you know, getting to know them a little bit and people, oh, what are you into? What do you do? Like, what do you like to do sort of thing? And you kind of default to sort of more, well, I do anyway, default to more kind of popular things that I like that people kind of know about, so I have like a relatable topic of conversation. So you might default to things like, oh, you know, Lord of the Rings, or I like TV shows, Game of Thrones, you know, stuff like that, stuff that you know is going to get a pretty positive response most of the time. But you wouldn't normally lead with something that you do that you're not necessarily super proud of, or that you might save till you know someone a bit better, so you know they won't judge you so much. So on the weekend, I was talking to someone and they made a reference, or they said a quote that I thought was directly referencing wrestling. So WWE. Now, I am a massive wrestling fan. People who know me know this. And I do get judged pretty harshly for it, actually. I've watched it for like my entire life, basically. And I love it. You're smiling at me and laughing.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah, that's no, it's
beautiful.
It's such a really respectable sport.
It's It's not a sport. That's
can't
okay.
Give a straight face on that one.
It's entertainment.
Okay. So you like it for what it is?
It's absolutely.
Not a performance.
Right.
It is. It's a camp soap opera with fighting. Like, that's who true. Wouldn't yeah, like yeah, yeah. that? You know, in soap operas, you see people like arguing, and you think, oh, I want to see them like punch each other. Wrestling allows that to happen. You know, it's like, oh, you slept with my girlfriend. Punch. You actually get that, which I really like. And I've always watched it. You know, when I was younger, my mum always said, oh, you'll grow out of that one day. You'll grow out of it. And you know, I'm now almost 30 and I'm still watching it all the time.
It's still also going to grow out of video games at some point. I've been told that
video games and wrestling I will eventually grow out of. But yeah, I said it on the weekend. I said, oh, so you must watch wrestling. And they were like, no. They must have just randomly said this quote. And I was like, oh, because I...
Me neither.
I was just testing you.
Because I watch wrestling. And they were like, oh. And I didn't know them very well. And straight away, they made a snap judgment of me. They were like, this guy's a wanker. And I was just like, oh, man. And, you know, it's the
pretty
kind of thing...
judgment.
Well, and, you know, it's the kind of thing where normally I don't bring it up really quickly, you know what I mean? But then if I see someone wearing a wrestling t-shirt, I'll be like, ah, they're one of us, and I'll start talking to them about it. So that's my guilty pleasure. I kind of keep it to myself a lot of the time. But now it's out there. So wrestling fans, message in, please. Like, one person will be like, yay.
And those that think that wrestling says something very important about your IQ, message in as well.
Oh, my God.
No,
so
I have heard fired. Certain storylines, and it does sound very, you know, fantastical and interesting to listen to, to watch, but
yeah, thanks.
I've never fallen into the trap of it.
Robbie has no idea what wrestling is based on this conversation.
I thought we were just talking like Greco-Roman wrestling, because that's good.
No, I'm talking like legit, like WWE, like fireworks, like WrestleMania.
I think Fluoro TV spending. Shows are usually a big one for people. They won't reveal just the extent of the shows that they can actually enjoy. There are some shows that I probably won't tell people that I have watched.
Okay, like what? Because this is your guilty pleasure then. So what shows have you watched that you love that you wouldn't lead with in a conversation with someone new?
Okay, I have two especially that I am... One, I think, is like unexpectedly great, and one that is just trash, but okay. I've watched it all for no reason.
Go for it.
One of the watched all for no reason and just because it's trash was Melissa and Joey, a Melissa Joan Hart sitcom thing.
Oh my God.
It's really bad. But like so bad it's entertaining.
Melissa Joan Hart, it's a name I haven't heard for such a long time.
I know, right? Yeah, she's still doing things.
She's not dead.
Not sure why.
Good. And what's the other one? What's
the other one is Drop Dead Diva. Have you heard of that one?
No, what is Drop Dead Diva?
Drop Dead Diva. Okay, the concept is hard to explain and it really doesn't sell the show very well. So a lawyer gets killed in a shooting and then this bimbo-y model also dies in a car accident at the same time and the model ends up in the body of the lawyer. Except okay. The lawyer's really big and she's not used to the whole being unattractive thing and then she needs to try and do lawry stuff and... It's actually really funny.
And wow. It actually sounds right.
It's really good. Premise. It's really hard to sell to people, though, because the concept is so bizarre.
So it's like this sort of old body swap type premise thing.
Yeah, so it's been
like
around for a little
30
while.
And all stuff like that, right?
Kind of.
Like Freaky Friday and...
Yeah, Freaky Friday, it's kind of similar, except, I don't know, it's just really well written and hilarious, and there's great antics, and if you can just get past the premise and try it out, it's really good.
I think they definitely lean on that body swap thing a lot, though, for TV. Like, there's one that came out recently that's also terrible, where a guy ends up being, like, he ends up being reincarnated as his dad. Basically, and he has to solve crime because his dad was a cop and he was like a criminal. It's ridiculous.
I think it's an easy device to tell a story through, isn't it? Like, you know, there's storyline in it.
The humour just comes kind of naturally from that, I guess.
Yeah,
but that's, they lean on that too much, though, and they kind of expect that that's all they need to do.
And well, this is this, and then antics, yay!
Yeah, antics, woo! Yeah, the man wearing a dress, like all that stupid stuff they end up doing.
Are we talking about Drag Race again?
All right, well, we're going to take a quick moment here. Let us know, though, SMS 0427JOY949. Or email on air at joy.org.au. Tell us what your guilty pleasures are. Is there a TV show that you watch? Is it wrestling, please? Is it a certain music artist that you love that everyone else dislikes? Like, tell us, what
Do
is
you
your
play
guilty...
curling?
Curling could be one, yeah. Like lawn bowls, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Poo!
22 minutes past 7.
You stole my line. That is so rude.
I'll be the woo girl now.
We've turned him into a woo girl, Archer.
Luke, the Wonder Cub here with Archer and Robbie this morning. Big Bear Mark is unwell. Get better, Big Bear.
All Cubs today.
All Cubs all the time.
Can we just mention for a moment that it takes two of us to make up for Mark? Is that...
Well, he's a large dude.
He is. Big Bear. I mean, more in size than in anything else.
Yeah. Big Bear. Big personality as well. Now, look, we had a message in as well from Matthew from South Yarra, who agrees with Archer. He says, Drop Dead Diva is one of my dirty little secrets as well.
It's so surprisingly good, isn't it, Matthew? It's just, just unexpectedly so. So I start watching it just coming off the end of Melissa and Joey, because I need more trash just to have in the background. And I was like, okay, I actually have to seriously watch this now. Yeah. And it was great.
I'm still not sold on it. Sadly, the photos don't look great. Sadly, it finished in 2014, but you can go and watch it on one of those streaming services, I'm sure.
Six seasons did pretty well for something without a laugh track.
Six seasons is good for most of any show nowadays to last that long in the current climate, so that's good. Now, we are talking about guilty pleasures and things that are that we do in our spare time that we're sort of we don't lead with in conversations, things we might keep to ourselves until we are free of that judgment from other people. Now, Robbie, do you have any guilty pleasures?
Look, I think most of mine would be reality TV based.
Right.
I watch a lot of reality TV and just watching drama unfold on television. But I think the biggest thing for us and what my partner and I probably wouldn't lead with most of the time when we're talking to people is The Bachelor, and we've never missed an episode of the Aussie Bachelor. We've not missed anything.
You're right, that is a guilty pleasure because I am judging you hard right now.
Now, The Bachelor is, I think, of all the reality shows, that is kind of, to me, the most vapid.
Yes, exactly. And that is what is great about it.
You can make a call on the most vapid reality show.
No, you can't.
They just get worse and worse. I mean, okay, what's worse, Bachelor or Farmer Ward's Wife?
We even got into that this year.
No, okay, fair call. I would do Bachelor and like Ladette to Lady.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I would still do Bachelor over that.
What about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
I hate that show. Bachelor.
That was probably one for us as well. That was always in the background over the last 3 months with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Get Netflix. Wow.
I've got Netflix. I just really love crap TV.
Must. Yeah, for me, no, I'm not into that kind of reality TV. Like anything that's sort of romance-y and stuff, I find that usually pretty boring. But I don't think that people falling in love is a good enough reality TV concept.
Oh, it's just so fake and doesn't even involve talent. I want my reality show to at least involve some amount of talent.
But it's 14 women fighting over one man. How can you not love that?
But there's no, like, jelly involved, and so I'm less interested. You know, like, if there was, like, legit, like, again, back to wrestling, right? If these women could have, like, a battle royal, right? The winner gets the rose because she threw her out of the ring and hit her with a steel chair. That is a show that I would watch.
You're going to have text messages about not pronouncing it Royale, by the way.
No, it's Battle Royal. Look, it's wrestling. It's Royal. It's different.
Really?
Yeah. But look, if they had... they should definitely have that, though, instead. They should do a wrestling Bachelorette.
I can see a crossover. I would definitely watch that.
That would be that involves skill. That would be a much better way to decide who the champion
is. Excuse me, being hot and attractive is a skill.
You heard it here first.
You were born that way. I woke up like this.
We should lead into Instagram with that one.
I've had some more texts in about guilty pleasures. So we're talking about things that we keep to ourselves, like dirty little secrets. My partner Matt actually messaged me while we were talking and reminded me of his guilty pleasure, which I can't stand, but he likes the Kardashians. That's his guilty pleasure. Wow. He likes to watch that.
That is,
you may have to break up.
When he first said that to me early in our relationship, I sort of went, oh, really? Like, it wasn't a deal breaker, but I certainly was like, oh, no.
It was close to it.
He doesn't watch it around me, though. I hear it in the background sometimes from the other room, and I'm like, what are you doing? I can't stand that.
What
that's
is
okay.
life?
Alex messaged in and said, Bold and the Beautiful Forever. One of the longest running.
Another potential deal breaker.
It seems like it's going to go forever.
Yeah. I think it will. And also Scott's messaged in too, saying his guilty pleasure is Shania Twain. He says he loves her, but doesn't always admit it to anyone. Doesn't admit it to anybody. Keeps to himself, that one.
Scott, do you sing I Feel Like a Woman While You're in the Shower?
I think we all do a little bit, don't we?
Every so often. It becomes on the radio.
With the loofah. Shania Twain's all right. I think I wouldn't be... I understand, though. Like, she's very kind of... I'm a chick, yay. I guess if you're a male that likes Shania Twain, it's kind of a bit hard to sing her songs without it being a bit silly.
Feeling fragile.
Yeah, it's a bit silly. But I love Shania. When I was growing up, Shania Twain was the best. I remember her songs were always charting, number one hit after number one hit.
I'd be okay with admitting that I enjoy listening to Shania.
Yeah. Shania Twain.
She can rock it.
Yeah. If you have any more guilty pleasures, guys, get in touch with us. 0427JOY949 is the SMS. We're going to come back shortly and talk about Instagram's newest, biggest celebrity user and what they're posting. Very, very exciting here on the Brekkie Bears on JOY94.9. Big Ben Mark is not with us today. He's not well. So I've brought in Archer and Robbie.
Poor Mark.
Yay.
Some very good replacement Cubs, that's for sure.
Not yay, but yay.
Yay, yay that you're here.
Woo.
Now, Monday morning Cub threesome. Yay!
Woo. I know, when I said to Robbie, hey, do you want to do a Cub threesome tomorrow morning? He was so excited.
Gosh, I couldn't say yes quick enough.
And then he got here with the lube and was very upset.
Realised it was in the studio and all microphones.
Yeah, it's just radio. There is some spoffle here, though. That's the term for the mic. Things on the mics, the fairy bits.
Is there another term?
Spoffle, that's spoffle. That's what it's called.
I'm confused.
Now, guys, I want to talk about... This is some... Robbie brought this to my attention earlier this morning. A new user on Instagram has broken the record in getting 1 million followers within 12 hours of launching his account. Guys, this is bigger than Britney, bigger than all
not,
these...
It's not bigger than Britney, take that
celebrities,
back.
And this is the ultimate celebrity, talking about... The Pope.
The Pope. The moment we've finally been waiting for. The Pope is on Instagram.
Look, now, guys, the first image of him on Instagram is him praying, saying, pray for me, in different languages. And 1 million followers in 12 hours. That's no joke. Now,
is he asking people to pray for him?
Do we
like,
really
he's
need to
worried
pray
about
for
Instagram?
Like, is he praying?
I'm pretty sure the Pope has a lot more money than a lot of other people need praying for, but I guess that's another issue.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think... what do you guys think of this? Like, is this a sign that Instagram is now like that big that now even the Pope is on Instagram? Because it sounds like a bit silly to me.
I sound like they feel like it's something that has to be done, but I think it might be Instagram jumping the shark, to be honest.
I think there's a prophecy about this. As soon as the Pope joins Instagram, it's on the way out.
It's the start of Armageddon, I think.
Well, do you think, this is kind of one of those things. It's almost like when your mum and dad start liking a song that you like,
and then you're like,
I don't like that anymore. Do you think that it'll have a similar effect where people are like, oh, Instagram, you're like selfie this, and all my followers, and now the Pope's on Instagram, they'll be like,
it's not cool anymore.
It's not cool now.
No.
Oh, in celebration, we should open an Instagram account.
I mean, do you think it's a bit silly, though? Like, I mean, he's not really a celebrity in the traditional sense. Like, he's not like a pop star or an actor or something that has this Instagram need to have selfies and stuff. I mean, this is managed by his people. He won't be the one doing the posting. I don't know if he could even use a phone to do a post on Instagram, probably.
I know, right? There's a picture of him using iPads, and it's like... Back in my day, all the scriptures were written on tablets. These new fandangled things aren't tablets at all.
But like, it's one of those pictures too where it looks like, you know, when I taught my granddad how to use an iPad a few years ago.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Oh yeah, the young dude standing next to him is just like, no, just click the button. Oh, it's right there, God.
And you know, the guy next to him is like, do not swipe left. Do not swipe left. There's
dangerous. Don't look through my pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Pope also has a YouTube channel. He also has a Facebook page, and he also has a Twitter account.
Okay, I need to deactivate all these social networks.
So he's definitely all over it.
He's not the first Pope to have a Twitter account.
But
he took
is
it over
he
from
on
his
Periscope yet?
LinkedIn?
That's what matters. LinkedIn.
Very interesting.
That would be hilarious. Yes. What would be on his LinkedIn page?
I mean, I guess it's a natural step for anybody that's in the spotlight to have Instagram. And, you know, I guess people looking at it objectively... People who follow religion and actually think the Pope is someone really important and stuff like that, they would probably really like the idea of following him and keeping an eye on what he's doing and where he's going and stuff.
Well, evidently. A million followers. Somebody's interested.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, fair enough. Fair point. Mark is away, but the Cubs are here to play. Yeah. So, look the
wow.
one to Cub here.
Hey, like the old Cubby House.
That was close.
Back again.
Cubby Except house. Better.
Wow, that was
shots
shady.
Fired.
That's all I'll say about that. No comment. I know I just commented.
Wow.
Hey, 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 hey. I'll tell how it is, all right?
Luke the Shady Bear.
Mate, Shady Cub.
Shady Cub.
Thank you.
Please.
Not a bear yet.
Don't make that mistake.
No, young. Of course not, Daddy.
Too young. Don't.
Yes. You are the oh, no, you're not the oldest in the studio, I am.
You are.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What?
You wouldn't know it from looking
what,
at it, though.
This is insane. Ooh. Really?
Yeah, Robbie's like 40.
Yes, I'm like 40.
Us a baby face.
Well, I'm always the youngest, so I'm okay with that. I'll probably have a breakdown when I'm not at all the youngest.
When people start calling you daddy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so now I'm the daddy of Critical Hit. I cop that a lot because I organise the show, and so all the daddy, so Archer loves it.
No, it's purely because you dislike it that I say it all the time.
I don't mind. It's okay. I'll play daddy. Now, look,
yes,
we were
daddy.
Talking...
Whatever gets you laid.
Talking Instagram before, the Pope on Instagram... no one's messaged him, which means no one cares. And fair enough. You know, that makes sense.
Good stance, everyone. Good stance. Well, complete apathy.
That is exactly what I hoped for.
It's what we should have gone with. Indifference to the entire situation.
Well, I think we don't really care, personally. But I thought it was funny that we're now at that point that the Pope's on Instagram, you know. Who is left to not
I
be on Instagram?
I think it'll be funnier when he's on Grindr. Oh, what am I mean when? He's been there for years.
Oh, or on Tinder.
Discreet.
Right.
Mask for daddy.
Mask for... No, stop. That get out
funny.
Of here.
I need to set up a profile, a fake Grindr account with the Pope.
No popes on gay apps, please. Yeah. That would freak me out.
Hashtag no popes.
Yeah, I'm not into poping.
No popes.
Oh, dear. Having a poping party. Look, I am going to quickly get out of here and go to a song in a second.
I was at work.
I was riding my horse.
I was microwaving a watermelon.
My iguanas escaped.
There are lots of reasons why you may have missed your favourite show, but don't worry, because our podcast team has you covered. They'll work through rain, hail and national glitter shortages to bring you the best bits of every show. Visit joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab, or head to the iTunes Australia podcast store and subscribe to your favourite shows for free. Thanks to our podcasters, you'll never feel guilty about missing a show again. Joy.
Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
Yes, and coming up this hour on the Brekkie Bears, it is jam-packed for you. So later in the hour, Robbie's going to be taking us on a journey.
Barely believable.
Barely believable. It's back for another week. Very, very exciting. On top of that as well, giving away some pancakes. So if you want me a $25 pancake parlor voucher, you want to keep on listening. On top of that as well, though, coming back in just a second, we're going to be interviewing the Comedy Festival. It starts next week, which is so exciting. And we're going to be interviewing Kate Dennett, who's doing a show, Shabamalam. So she's coming to the studio nice and early for us to tell us all about that. It is 13 minutes past 8 here on the Brekkie Bears this morning, and we're all giggles in the studio at the moment. Because we've been... Woo! We've got the Woo Girls again. We're giggling because we're joined by a very funny lady at the moment, the wonderful Kate Dennett. Come into the show today. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Really good.
Great.
Now, you're here because you've got a show at the Comedy Festival, which starts next week, which is really, really exciting. It's called Shabamalam. Now, what is Shabamalam? Tell me.
Oh, it's just a fun word to yell or say. I just kind of wanted, because the Comedy Festival, you're on the streets for like 3.5 weeks trying to get people to come to your show, and so you want something that's going to be like, well, I'm okay saying this for 3.5 weeks. Like, I had another show before called Pony Yell, and people be like, what? Pony what? And then before that was like Noise Adventure, which I think was a bit like too like, hey kid, you like stuff? Come to Noise Adventure. I'm a 50-year-old trying to be hip. Like, it wasn't. And I'm like, yeah. Shabamalam. It's like you can say it so
Shabamalam's
many different ways.
Great. It reminds me of like a an action thing from Batman of the 80s.
Yeah, yeah,
totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, soft,
Pam,
stiff.
Yeah. Shabamalam.
That's good. That's good. So, Shabamalam, now tell us a bit about yourself there, Kate. Now, you recent recipient of the Moosehead Award as well. So, congratulations.
Thanks. Pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Now, this will be your first time doing the full 3 weeks of Comedy Festival Madness. Mm-hmm. You excited?
I am. I've been eating healthy. I've been training. I'm ready, coach. I'm good to go in. I'm like getting limber, but it's not working.
Have you had your montage yet? You need a montage.
It's been like a 6 month montage. I'm ready for the montage to stop now.
Very, very nice. And now, tell us a bit about the show and what you've got in store.
Okay, so I do kind of like weird sort of comedy, like I guess very colourful and energetic sort of stuff. So my stand-up's always very like bah, 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 bah. And then I do noise and music. I don't know how to, like, sound design kind of stuff. So, like, I talk to the air and the air responds. What's it called? Like a PA system.
Okay. Yeah,
not
yeah.
the air, but the PA system. As you're listening to this, you're like, we need to call security.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like a noise adventure.
Yes, but not as tacky sounding. So I'm just sort of doing my usual thing, but then an asteroid hits Earth and we go into the future and I've been cloned and it's just madness. So it's like pretty wow. psychedelic and sort of like a big storyline and yeah, madness. I was practicing yesterday. I'm like, this show is either amazing or just baffling. I don't know.
What is wrong with me?
Hi, Mum and Dad, I need help.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the cool thing about the Comedy Festival, though, is there's so many different unique acts that go on, and it's not just stand-up, you know, there's all sorts of different ways of doing things. So
yeah.
Have you always had this kind of weird style in how you do comedy?
Yeah, I've always tried to just do stand-up, and it always sort of creeps in. I think whenever I get stuck, I'm like, okay, we'll change the format, see what else you can come up with. And for better or worse, the funniest stuff always ends up being the weirdest stuff, so I kind of just end up running with that. But if you're at like a pub gig and there's just like four salty men in the back of the bar, you're like, this will not go well. Like, kills in other rooms, and then you're like, this one is not for you, but I'm doing it anyway.
You're rocking it regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Just power through it.
Start the drum machines. Let's go.
So what sort of comedy inspires you to do shows like this?
I've always liked really weird stuff. I can remember something that I always think about. I'm not sure if you guys remember from the gala, like I think it was like 8 years ago, Kristen Schaal and Kurt Bronner did this, like, Kristen Schaal is a horse. Does anyone know?
No.
Look it up on YouTube.
Yes. Yeah, I vaguely remember
just
that.
Like, oh, this is about the judicial system, but it's for kids. And so they were just sort of screaming that Kristen Schaal is a horse and just clapping for so long, and she was just dancing. I really like David O'Doherty and Paul Foote and Sam Simmons, like that kind of
so,
like,
so it's very Sam Simmons-y.
Yeah, and like Murray Bamford, and just stuff that's really kind of like they're talking about real life, but they're doing it in a very weird way. I don't know why. I've always just liked that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Kind of obscure.
Yeah, just like, what is that? Okay, great, good. I don't want to hear about it.
I love a good unexpected turn during a comedy.
You're insane,
show.
And yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very cool. So now, so Shabam Alam, it is going to be at, of course, the Comedy Festival for the three whole weeks, up at Acme as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the games room, which is very, very exciting. Now, you can get tickets on the comedyfestival.com.au. We'll tell you all about how you can get tickets. Shabamalam, very, very exciting. Kate did it.
There is also some preview shows this week.
Yes.
So if you're interested in checking it out, while it's sort of cheaper as well to check out, because this is the sort of week where everyone's like, is this the show that works?
Yeah, sure.
But mine works. It's definitely very good, very professional.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. So Thursday the 24th, so this week will be the first preview show.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check it out. 3.5 weeks. You're going to be wrecked by the end of it.
Oh, nah. I'm going to be big and strong.
Excellent. Well, Kate Dennett, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Ooh, thanks for having me.
Good luck with the Comedy Festival. Once again, everyone, Shabamalam. Make sure you check it out. Sounds like it's going to be quite the trippy ride. Lovely Kate Dennett in here a moment ago. Very exciting. Now, the show is also directed by Colin Lane.
She didn't mention that. That was weird.
Yeah, but we have now, though, which is very important. So, I mean, very funny man as well. So, Shabamalam looks like it'll be one of the shows to see at the Comedy Festival. Very, very cool. Now, guys, we do have some pancakes to give away.
Pancakes? What? Brekkie Bears never gives away pancakes.
I know, it's really shocking.
Doesn't happen.
I know. So, now guys, pancake parlor voucher valued at $25. So, give yourself that special treat. Enjoy delicious pancakes at the Pancake Parlor. Sweet or savoury, your choice. Lovely here on the Brekkie Bears. Now, to win this one, you must be a Joy member, and you must not have won a prize in the last 7 days. And this will get you a nice meal there at the Pancake Parlor.
And you mustn't be in the studio, Archer, so put your phone away.
What?
Not allowed.
No, not allowed.
Not allowed. So now, guys, what should we do to people to win this competition? What do you think?
Oh,
I reckon we'll just say, tell us who would be the one person in the world, alive or dead.
Can I be fictional?
Fictional's fine.
Fictional would be good.
Fictional's fine. That you would like to eat pancakes with. Who would you share a short stack with?
Right. Who's your short stack buddy?
Short stack, but it sounds like really kinky and weird.
You can't say short stack. No sharing short stacks with short stack.
I'm into short stacking, is what you would say. with a bit of maple thrown in there. Let us know, 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Creamy. Robbie, you said sticky, and I was like, yeah, pancakes, creamy. Get in touch with us and tell us who you would eat pancakes with, anyone you want in the world. And you'll go into the draw to win this $25 voucher. Once again, you can also call up 1-300-JOY-949, tell the lovely Alice who you would eat pancakes with as well. Now, we've had some entries into our competition. We're asking people who they would like to eat pancakes with. It could be alive or dead or fictional, it doesn't matter. And so we had some messages in. So now, Robbie's mum's messaged in. Says definitely.
Morning, Mum.
Hey, Mandy. Pancakes with the work experience, Cub Robbie.
Aww.
I can't believe my mum didn't message in. Rude.
I know, right?
The Maybe bar she doesn't want to have pancakes with you. Sorry.
I think she just doesn't know how to use her phone.
She has a bit of taste, Archer. Now,
wow.
Tom has messaged in saying he'd have them with the village people. Then we can dance them off afterwards.
It's a good strategy.
Hey, I like that
one. It's not bad. It's not bad. Now, Betty messaged in as well. Hi, Betty. And says Jane Goodall would be someone that she'd have pancakes with.
Nice.
Interesting, interesting. Yep. Your mum messaged back in again saying Neil Diamond also would be good.
And Swoon.
She also wrote Swoon.
I assume only if he's going to sing to her throughout the whole meal.
I assume you taught her that, Swoon. Just type Swoon, that means you're swooning. Yeah, cool. I think she
taught me that.
Also, Mark's messaged in saying he'd have a short stack with Jed Bartlett from the kids' series The West Wing and ask his opinion of all the craziness in American politics this year. Fair enough. And Jackie messaged in saying she'd share pancakes with Pope John Paul II.
Now, people won't be able to Instagram those pancakes.
No Instagram for Pope John Paul, unfortunately. But look, get your entries in, guys. Tell us who you'd share pancakes with. 0427JOY949 is the SMS, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, or you can call Alice on the front desk, 1-300-JOY949.
Who would you eat pancakes with, Luke?
Who would I eat pancakes with? That's such a tough question.
Really?
You know what? Probably someone like The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I did not expect that.
In persona?
No, himself. Because him as a star nowadays, the amount that he's done, but also, again, the wrestling thing. He was my favourite as a kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, to talk about the industry then and now and talk about his career and his life, I reckon that'd be awesome. Such a cool dude as well.
I don't think he'd eat pancakes.
Oh, I reckon he would. He's a pretty cool guy.
If he's carbo loading.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
and he posted a story recently online on his Facebook about how he got two new puppies and one of them jumped into the pool and just sank like a rock straight away. And so him fully clothed with everything, like nice shirts and suit and everything on, phone in his pocket, wallet, everything, jumped in the pool, didn't care, rescued the puppy, completely ruined his phone, ruined his wallet, everything, and didn't care, and then posted a selfie of him holding the dog just covered, just wet, online.
And it was at that moment that you completely fell in love.
I already loved the guy, but for him to do that, I was like, oh my god, like what a cool thing to do, and what a great little story.
Good on him, saving puppies.
Yeah, it's a really cool story. Make sure you check it out online. It's really funny, actually. So get your entries in, guys. Tell us who you'd eat pancakes with. Coming back shortly, though, we're going to be doing another episode of Barely Believable.
Dun-dun.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short.
And out of his mind.
Telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believe.
Robbie, what have you got in store for us this week? Where are you taking us?
Goodness, boys. This week we're going to Karnataka in India.
Ooh, okay, yep.
India, another wealth of Barely Believable segment.
I know, right?
Now, we've talked about baby jumping before a few weeks ago in Spain, where they jump over the babies. I've got another slightly weirder baby tradition.
Okay.
Baby throwing.
Oh,
Sure.
How do we feel about throwing babies?
Well, depends if they're crying a lot, doesn't it?
During the during this festival, the priests throw babies off the side of off the top of a temple. Oh. We're talking 50 feet, so 5 stories high. These infants get thrown off the side, and they're caught in blankets at the bottom. So there's a, you know, all the family and friends are holding blankets at the bottom and catch them quite tightly. Obviously, under high security, and no babies have been lost as yet.
Wow.
Centuries-old tradition, another one of those ones that's just been around since forever, and of course, it's supposed to bring good luck, health, and prosperity to the baby's life.
Wow.
As it would.
As in, like, if you survive being thrown off a building five
stories. Or if you can survive that, you can survive anything.
Yeah, right.
I suppose I can see it as, like, if you get thrown off a building, you may be happy for the rest of your very short life.
There's actually some YouTube videos.
No, I'm scared
of this floating around, and it looks like it traumatizes the kids. And
sure enough, oh my god.
Children's rights groups got it banned in 2011. So
good.
They actually stopped doing it in 2011. But then the year after, it's back again. Back in full force.
So you said before, no babies have actually been seriously hurt or
not that they're
killed
not
anything.
That they're letting on. No.
Well, he specifically said lost, so that has me suspicious.
Yeah. So I mean, what if they land on their head? Like, they must be wrapped pretty tightly and dropped very carefully. Well, right? It's not just thrown off. Like,
if you imagine the old
grab the arm and fling it over.
No. They get dropped straight down. If you imagine the old sort of firemen, sort of they hold in, like, there's a people surrounding a blanket and they hold it quite tight. So there's quite a large catch zone.
So it hits them and bounces off like a trampoline.
They must have worked all that out. So they were under high security somehow. There's over 200 babies they drop every year.
Oh my god, so it's not every baby then.
Well, not every baby in India. It's a certain people who belong to this temple, yeah.
Wow, that's really full on. Mm. I can't imagine. I reckon if I was dropped that high as a child, I'd never forgive my parents.
Traumatic. It seems like the sort of thing that would create a fear of heights for the rest of your life, wouldn't it?
Or maybe it would just, like, defeat the fear before it even happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd be like, oh, well.
Go either way.
I survived this.
Yeah.
Nothing to be afraid of.
That's crazy.
It's a weird one.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Another baby-related, barely believable, which is very exciting.
I don't know how to react on this one.
Very important message here, guys. Don't try this at home.
No.
That would be the main message.
It doesn't bring good luck to everybody.
No, exactly. So do not do it.
Some people, it brings prison time.
Should you someone on top of the Eureka Tower right now going, oh, that sounds interesting.
I'm not going to vaccinate and I'm going to drop them off this town. Little Jimmy, wee! I read on the internet.
Oh dear. So,
parents these days.
Get in touch with us, guys. We are still giving away some pancake goodness. SMS 0427 joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or you can call Alice 1300 joy 949. Tell us who you would eat pancakes with, and you'll be right there in the draw to win this voucher. Very exciting. Oh, it's time to wrap things up here on the Brekkie Bears. 9:02. Before we do, though, who has won our Pancake Parlour $25 voucher?
Congratulations to Mark from Westgarth.
Congratulations, Mark. Now, Mark said he'd have a short stack with Jed Bartlett from the West Wing and discuss American politics.
I think it'd be an interesting discussion at the moment.
Yeah, very interesting, that's for sure. So let's not talk about that. Thank you guys so much for coming in today and filling the void left by
Always
Big
happy to
Bear.
Fill Mark's void.
Wow.
Girl. Calm your farm. thank you, Robbie, as always, for another Barely Believable as well.
Welcome.
And thank you, Archer.
Same time, same place.
Your first breakfast experience.
First breakfast experience.
Your brekkie cherry has been popped.
All done. Wrapping it up like a breakfast burrito.
That's right. Very good. We do love a good pun around here as well. So thank you. Now, guys, the news is coming up for you, of course, in a second. Make sure you listen to The Woods this Thursday at 9 p.m. You got anything in store for us, Robbie?
Lots and lots of bear stuff.
Lots of bear stuff happening. And this Saturday on Critical Hit at 3 p.m. on Joy 94.9, you are going to have a discussion around rhythm games like your Guitar Hero and Dance Dance Revolution and stuff like that. So,
but I'm not there, so I'm sorry, everyone.
Archer won't be there, sadly.
I'm sorry.
But I will be. With
next week,
ring-ins.
I'll be there.
So, yes, Critical Hit Saturday at 3 p.m. And keep on listening. Steph's up with you next for Melbourne's most uplifting music mix here on Joy 94.9.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.